Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
I don't read the newspapers because they all have ugly prints.
Can you hear me? I can't hear myself. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, shit. Sorry, I moved you. That's
right. Should we start over?
No, you're good.
I'm good now?
Yeah.
So you could hear me now?
I can hear
you. Okay. Sounds like it's going to be a clusterfuck, but I'm cool with that because it's been a clusterfuck kind of weekend. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Safe Space. I appreciate y'all listening. The people who have stuck with me through this, it's only going to grow. I appreciate it. I hope your December is going well. I hope your week went well. I had a fun week myself. Tomorrow night, we're going to do the first ever Tinfoil Hat podcast with Eddie Bravo. That's at 7:30. Should be interesting. I'll get into that a little later. But right now, I just wanted to check in with Aaron. Aaron, how are you?
I'm good.
Great. You look like something's going on, like the Weirs is. Like, I feel like I'm Heisenberg. This is Breaking Bad. And, like, the mix might be going bad with you, and you're kind of freaking out.
My wife's about to board a plane to Africa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're freaking out.
I'm not freaking out. I'm just like, I just got back from LAX, so.
Oh, you just dropped her off?
Yeah, yeah.
So how long is she going to be gone for?
8 days.
8 days. So you're just going to be doing porn. You're going to be maybe smoking some weed.
Sure.
Maybe going on some chat rooms, getting dangerous a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Going to be. What's being a grown-ass man to you, Aaron? What's that?
I don't know.
What's like me time?
Probably just eat whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, just go nuts? Strombolis?
Yeah,
what is that? Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, probably more fast food.
You
nonsense.
Like that? Why, she doesn't let you eat the fast food? She's always cooking you what? Stew?
No, she's just like, you shouldn't do that because you'll die. And I'm like,
oh, that's so nice of her.
Yeah.
She wants you to be around as long as possible.
Yeah, yeah, that would be.
That's
so, I mean,
very
so do I,
nice of her.
But,
So you dropped her off, and as soon as you left, did you do any kind of like air celebrations, like boom, 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 guns in the air. A little
no.
Like, did you point to everybody around you?
No.
Did you robot?
I don't think it's good to do air guns at LAX.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So yeah. There was no like little mini, not that you don't love it, because you always love to be, but just a little you time.
I get plenty of me time.
Is your wife out all the time?
No, she just works later. So,
you get a little time by yourself, sneak. So you go home, you watch a little porn, and then you clear your history?
If necessary, yeah.
I like that. Or maybe she's cool with what you like. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I know sometimes I've been yelled at on my YouTube page. By the way, check out my YouTube page, youtube.com/SamAAA. I'm uploading something every day. Sometimes I get a lot of hits, and for me, a lot of hits, a couple hundred at this moment. And sometimes I get like 30. Should I be defeated?
No.
So that's how it just starts,
build,
right?
Yeah.
That's how you build. Okay, so I'm not bad. But one guy, I like to do just an update on how bad the traffic is. And it's just getting crazy. Don't you feel like in L.A., for you don't live in L.A., I know this might be boring, but just stay with me. I feel like there's something weird about that. There's a weird energy in the town.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere you turn, something weird's going on. Like, first of all, the Star Wars premiere effed everybody's traffic up, right? I mean, if you guys don't know, Star Wars had their movie premiere, the new Star Wars coming out, and what they did is they shut down Hollywood Boulevard, okay? Now, wherever you live, imagine they just took the most popular street and shut it down, and now traffic has to go around, and it's chaos.
It is literally a domino effect from there.
It's crazy. I've said before, I just want to run for mayor and do all that shit down by the Staples Center. You can march, you can dance, you can sing, you can. They have starfighters on Hollywood Boulevard right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the literal, like, starfighters.
TIE fighters.
They're called TIE fighters?
Yeah.
Twin
ion engine.
Whoa.
TIE fighters.
Damn. Yeah. Are you excited about the new Star Wars?
Yeah, I am. I don't know when I'll see it, but I don't know if it's sold out.
If you do see it, I'm asking you if you're a fan, if you're a friend, if you're anything, please let me know if it's just a remake.
It's a prequel. It can't be a remake.
Well, what about the last one? Don't tell me that wasn't a remake. It was the exact same thing.
Let's
blow up a bigger Death Star. Let's literally do the same thing we did in the old one. And I get it.
It wasn't a
That's
planet.
For kids. But it's like that weren't around when the originals came out.
Yeah.
That was one of the first movies I ever saw. My grandma took me to a drive-thru. I went and saw it. Mm-hmm. And I get it. But just tell me that.
Disney for sure was like doing that, but
getting some shady shit going on.
But there was enough new in there to love, I think, as a fan.
Okay, I'm cool.
Way better than the first those three prequels.
See Doctor Strange?
No, I haven't.
Dude, it's so good.
Yeah, I want to see.
You have to see it.
Yeah.
That set the bar really freaking high. Really freaking. Anyways, so they had the premiere, shuts down that, which means traffic is horrible.
Yeah.
So when something like I don't know where you live, the listeners.
Yeah.
If I said, hey, man, let's go. Let's say you're like in my hometown, 20,000 people, right? If they say, hey, man, I live 10 minutes away, that drive is literally about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, no, okay, a little less, a little more. No one's going 60 through the city, okay? But we'll say it's going to be
5 miles, 10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, okay. In LA, if something says it's 10 miles away, it could take a good hour and a half to get there.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that crazy?
35 on a good day.
On a good day at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy. And now, dude, did you see this new thing? Do you see this guy on Sunset? You guys might have seen this video. I posted on Punch Drunk. A guy jumped on top of a bus, got naked, and for about half an hour fingered his butt.
I didn't see that part that he was fingering himself.
He's just fingering his butt, and the cops are just sitting there going, there was a time we could just shoot him, and I'm not for police brutality at all, but you're fucking my traffic up.
You could beanbag that guy. You
should beanbag that dude.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
We're using concussion grenades in fucking North Dakota.
Yeah.
I think a guy fingering his butt on the top of a fucking transit bus, that's what concussion grenades are meant for.
And it was right outside the Comedy Store, right?
It was just a half a block down.
Yeah. Just tell him there's an open mic. He can come in.
Dude, it literally looked like Boon Chakalaka was running around just fisting his butt. And you just look at these cops who are just like, oh, my God.
Now, Tebow should use that to go viral.
What? Finger his butt?
Get up there and do that.
Just finger his butt? You know, I always thought the two chicks with one cup, their PA person really missed out.
Yeah, we didn't get to know their names. We didn't get to know who
you could have toured them. People would have gone and seen them. Somebody would have gone and seen them.
At least like an Olympic style bio.
For sure.
Video of them.
I mean, the energy in this town is weird. Did you hear about TJ Miller?
Yeah.
Just punching some Uber driver. And supposedly, I think he might have punched a couple people now about Trump.
Maybe.
And you know what I say to that? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm totally cool with that. It's finally good to see a working alcoholic. I'm so tired of the clean and sober people. And I know I'm sober, but I ain't fucking. By clean, I mean like, you know, corporate. It's good to see like people with flaws working.
Also, you can't get in someone's face about who they voted for or whatever on either side.
Yeah.
You can't get in their face.
100%.
In an aggressive way and not. You should get popped.
And I'm glad he did it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he gets drunk and he hosts fucking weird kind of tech awards and he makes fun of Asians in it. Drunk off his... I love it. I want more TJ Millers.
Yeah.
That's what the 60s and 70s were all about. Everybody loves that time of entertainment. Because they were people. Mm-hmm. They were real people.
Yeah.
They had flaws. People have flaws. And that's the whole thing, man. Look at the people now. Like, Hollywood is becoming so much like Washington, D.C., where you have a bunch of people who are full of shit fucking putting out this fake image that isn't really them. And that's my whole thing now. I'm not going to get into it because I got the conspiracy podcast tomorrow. But there is a really good argument that the progressive left is very much like the religious right of the 90s and early 2000s. This believing in this higher idealistic dogma that they apply to others but don't live themselves.
Yep.
And they simply just use it to take out people they don't like. And they don't apply it to anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Patton Oswalt's bit about how like Midwesterners hate gays, but they love Cirque du Soleil. Yeah. It's like, dude, you know? Yeah. It's like, if you really hate all gays, you would boycott Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, gays and Russians. You can't hate them if you like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't do that. And that's the same thing with the far super left. It's like you can't get mad at people saying something when you're celebrating Louis C.K. as the greatest comedian out there. And he has little jokes where he says every word you hate and tells you, no, I'm saying it because I really mean that word. And you're like, oh, my God. He's so good at pointing out no, dude, it's flawed. That's why I like him. That's real shit. Entertainers aren't normal people. They're completely flawed. They see the world differently. Show me a normal person, I'll show you a not entertaining human being.
Yeah.
It's just the truth. And if they're in Hollywood, there's a couple normal people. Two people that I can tell you I've met through the years that are normal human beings. And that's Maz Gibrani and Dwayne Perkins. Those are the only two normal people I've ever met. And I'm sure if I hung out with them, I've hung out with Maz all the time. But if I really hung out with him, you'd find some crazy shit going on. You know, everybody's got crazy. Everyone does crazy shit when the door fucking closes. Me too, dude. I like my shit weird. I get weird. Someday I'm going to get into what I like to do, and it's really fucking weird. But I want to take this moment before I get into everything. I want to apologize to the McDonald's on Highland between Fountain and Santa Monica Boulevard. I know if you're not from LA, it doesn't mean anything to you, but just giving Aaron a little reference.
Yep.
I want to apologize for clogging your toilet and not telling you.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah, but I felt really bad.
Which one? Do they have multiple stalls or just the one?
Well, they have multiple urinals in one stall.
That's wrong.
Well, the problem was, it's like I just went on a little run where I had like three nights in a row where I had to shit in the McDonald's.
Ooh.
And I didn't want to. Just, you ever had that where the mudcat's coming?
No one plans on it.
Yeah, mudcat coming.
Yeah.
And just the problem in Hollywood is like there's no public bathrooms because there's so many heroin junkies shooting drugs that they don't let anybody use the bathrooms.
Yeah.
They've literally, like during the early 2000s, you couldn't find a public bathroom. The junkies had ruined everything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got a mudcat looking for daylight. And I'm just like freaking the fuck out. And I'm holding on. You ever hold on where you're like, hold on. And it's just like your asshole's quivering because it just wants to go boom. And you're like, I can't shit in these jeans in my car.
Yeah.
This is my brand new car. If I shit in this car, I will never get that stink out.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life, friends would just be like, somebody shit their pants. They're like, oh, just keep driving, you know? So I see this McDonald's. I pull in. I run in and boom, there's like three trannies right there and a couple hot chicks. And I'm like, hey, can I use the bathroom? He thinks the tranny's saying that the tranny just bought some hamburgers. He's like, yeah, you can just use it. She's like, I didn't say it. And I'm like, I did. I run to the back. But it's like mudcat time. It's like there's no time. It's like my joke is like there's no time for formalities. Like when you use a public bathroom, you love to like put out a picnic, right? You like to put out your picnic blanket and all that stuff. No time for that, dude. It is jump and dump time, dude. So I jump in and boom, it hits the toilet. And then I feel something. I feel fucking the water on my ass.
Oof.
And I look down and it's fucking clogged. And I'm like, fuck. And I go to get up and I look down to see it's clogged. And I see there's motion sensors, dude.
Oh, that shit's gonna, yeah.
If I move, this thing's gonna overflood. So I'm having this weird shit saw moment.
Oh, man. I think I saw this in Lethal Weapon 2.
Right? Yeah, is that it?
Yeah.
If he gets off, that's exactly it. If I get off the toilet, it's going to be poop water all through McDonald's. So I have to make a decision. So I get up and I'm just like, fuck it. I do my business. I get up and I just run and I start to see it fucking overflow. I run out and I want to yell something, but it's nothing but hot chicks at the counter. And I'm like, dude, you can't do, I can't cock block myself. I never know when I might run by these chicks. I'll be single and be like, hey, honey. I'd be like, oh, you're the guy who fucking clogged the toilet at McDonald's. So I freak out and I run to my car, right? And I run to my car and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to yell through the drive-thru window. I go, I look out. The line is around the block to go through. It's like 11 at night. I'm like, fuck, dude. I know what I'm going to do. And I drive by and I just Paul Revere it by the drive-thru. I'm just like, the clock, the toilets are clogged. The toilets are clogged. I hit it reverse. The toilets are clogged. And then I run off, and I feel really bad for everybody at that McDonald's.
Number two of Bicey.
Yep, number two. I feel bad for the tranny that just probably want to go in there and shoot meth or something. I feel bad. So that was my story. Chill.
That's a live wire.
Live wire.
I got it.
So like I said the other day, what do I want to get into? We are in 15 minutes in this thing. God, that went fast. Okay. Like I said, tomorrow night is the first ever Tin Foil Hat podcast. My guest will be Eddie Bravo. It's crazy, dude. I don't know if I want to do it. I'm a little nervous. Because people get so angry at when you put out something they don't agree with. And it's just like, I can talk politics with anybody. I love to debate, but some people, it's just like, you're dead to me. You're dead to the family. You're dead to everybody. And what I've learned is, because you know how this whole thing with like the CIA has come out now saying that, but they haven't said anything. It's just an anonymous source said the CIA has found something, no evidence given, but everybody's running with it. It just let me know that it's not about conspiracy theory. It's about whether or not it fits your narrative.
Yeah.
If it fits your narrative, you believe it. There are emails saying this, this, and this about Hillary Clinton. Don't want to believe it. One anonymous source says something, and all of a sudden, it's just, boom, we're running with it. And it's just like, it just blows my fucking mind that people will shoot down a conspiracy with a conspiracy. And don't get me wrong. I hate Trump, dude. I fucking hate this guy. I mean, he's putting together the cabinet of the worst of the worst, isn't he? He's like Lex Luthor going to Supermaxes and just releasing villains.
Yeah.
Like Riddler, you're in charge of education. Joker, you're in charge of arts and entertainment. Bill Cosby, you're in charge of Planned Parenthood. You know, just like going around getting the worst of the worst. And there's no one to blame except for fucking Hillary. And I don't want to get too much in, but I'm just blown the fuck away.
There's also the American people to blame for voting for him. They could have gone third party.
They like the CIA might blow it up and they might have to have another election. I'm fine with that. But you got to let Bernie run. Let Bernie run. Yeah. If you let Bernie run, I'm fine with another one. Right? Okay. Yeah. So recently, I know this is sports, but so tomorrow night is the... We're going to go live. We'll be at the All Things Comedy Studio, 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, tinfoil hat, an hour of conspiracy talk. But I don't want it to be like fucking InfoWars. You know, I don't want to be yelling and screaming. I just want to have fun with it because I think it's fucking hilarious. I've been, you know, I got Tebow, who I love with all my fucking heart. But that guy on every podcast just calls me a fucking crazy conspiracy theorist guy. And then he goes, hey, did you see that Oliver Stone Netflix special thing that he did? Yeah, it's crazy. It's all the stuff you got to say. I can't believe it. When I watched it, I was blown away. I'm like, why do you believe him? Because it's on Netflix?
It was on HBO before that. But
why? Because it's on HBO? By the way,
you think they'd have better standards than certain things. The network that brings you Game of Thrones.
Right.
And Westworld.
I get that also.
And The Wire.
But that's also the network that made John Oliver do a hatchet piece on fucking third-party candidates and had fucking John Oliver just laying Edward Snowden about why would he do give out the things he put lives in danger. It's like, that was so weird when it happened. I was like, what are you doing, Jon Stewart? And then Bill Maher's the most interesting version of it because he just racked on anybody who didn't want to support Hillary. And then he just put out a tweet a couple days ago in which he's like, I saw Hillary's speech. Thank you, Clinton, for your 30 years of public service. And now I never want to hear from you again. It's like, that is a hard turn the opposite way from a guy who's just telling everybody that if they don't vote for Clinton, they're fucking fascist, racist, scumbag pigs. And now you're telling them never to show up again.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Very odd.
Which lets you know that it just came from the top. I mean, Bill Simmons got canceled. I talked to people who worked on it. They're like, he got notes from HBO and he didn't want to implement them. And that lets you know, they'll tell you what they want you to say. And if you don't say it, you're going to be gone.
Take that, John from Cincinnati.
Speaking of sports, I went to the Clipper game. Clippers versus Thunder. I got a call from a friend of mine, Clipcast, two of my favorite people on the planet, Mike Jaglin, and Christopher Wilde, who is literally him and Gareth. If I could do a podcast with him and Gareth Reynolds, I would be the happiest human being on my I would just sit there and laugh the whole time. They're the two fastest guys I've ever met in my life. They're lethal.
Yeah.
So they call me, and the deal is I go to the game, I get to go backstage, I get to go behind the scenes, I get to go to the locker room.
Get to sniff some dicks.
I get to sniff some dicks. And by the way, in the Clipper locker room, dicks everywhere.
I'm sure.
Just walk around, I see fucking Blake Griffin's fucking orange sherbet dick. Everybody's just fucking hanging out, fucking walking around, and then you got chicks there, and I like... If I was a woman, I'd be the happiest human being in the world. I mean, what more is in your wheelhouse that you want than genetic super freak millionaires walk around with their dicks hanging out? That is like the number one thing to go see. It's very uncomfortable for me. It's very uncomfortable. But I go because I have to, because that's the only way I get my tickets. So I go to the game, and all my favorite reporters are there. I go to the media break room, and I'm eating, and someone goes, Jay-Z's here. I'm like, what?
Oh.
I'm like, fucking Jay-Z's here. And I look up and he's walking in the bathroom and he's like, fucking lean, dude. Good looking, lean. I'm like, oh, fuck. Now, when I go with Jaglin, Jaglin's whole thing is I can't embarrass him around the media. That's his one rule he tells me. Yeah. Don't embarrass me. I'm like, okay, I won't.
So you can't, even if it's opportunities there and he starts it, you can't get into it with Skip Bayless.
I can't.
Oh.
I can't do it.
I cannot.
Dude, I saw, who's the fucking guy who used to be on ESPN that now is on Fox Sports, who's their NBA guy, light-skinned dude? Fuck.
Jay Adonde?
No, the other one.
The real religious guy?
Yeah. Like, he was there, and I hate that dude.
Yeah.
I can't stand him, dude. He's fucking homophobic.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know how you're allowed to. I'm not somebody who thinks because you are not politically correct in thought that you should lose your job.
Yeah,
but it's like
said
when you
publicly.
Blatantly
yeah.
discriminate against a group of people, how are you allowed to work? Like, you can say whatever you want. Like, I think, like Joe Bartnick on the show going, I think black athletes in the NBA don't try hard. I don't think you should be fired for that.
No.
That's just his statement. But when you're like, black, it's abomination of God being a gay, and I think it's bullshit. You're like, gotta go. It's 2016. Gotta go. Do whatever you want with consenting adults. I've said it 1,000 times. Do whatever you want. If you want to go to a fucking Motel 6 and fucking put a belt around your neck and jerk off, go do it. All I say is get a spotter. That's all I've ever said. Get a spotter so when your eyes roll, somebody lifts you up. That's all I've ever said. So Chris Broussard. Chris Broussard.
That's it. Yeah, Broussard. Yeah.
I hate Broussard, dude.
Ugh.
I saw him at the NBA development leagues, and I was just like, homophobic. And I, dude, I don't give a fuck, man. I'll get into some other stuff. So I go there. I see Jay-Z. I'm not going to embarrass Jack. So I go outside the media. room, and I wait for him. And I'm just watching him watching. He like, here he comes out. And he starts walking. And I go, Jay-Z, can I get a quick pic? And he does like this weird, like, fucking like weird, like Buddhist bow. And then like this weird brush off. And he kept walking. So I go, what? And I go to take a picture of this old dude, like who looked like the sheriff from No Country for Old Men. Go, don't even fucking take a picture.
Wow.
Yeah. So you know what I think? Fuck Jay-Z.
I'm cool with that.
I was like, who are you, Jay-Z?
The Nets aren't even in town. Get out of here.
Yeah, you bought a shitty team and you ruined it. But the funny thing about Jay-Z is, like, I love Jay-Z's music. I think he put out a lot of crap.
Yeah.
He puts out a couple good ones, but he puts out some crap. I like his music. You know who hates Jay-Z's music?
Me.
Jay-Z.
Oh.
Because everywhere Jay-Z goes, that's all they start playing.
Ugh.
Like, he was at the Clipper game, they show him on the Jumbotron. Everything, New York, you know, 99 Problems. And that's all you hear the rest of the night is Jay-Z's song. They must haunt him. I remember when I met the Charmin guy, and he was like, don't squeeze the Charmin. And I was like, hey, dude, I don't squeeze the Charmin. He goes, I don't give a fuck what you do with the Charmin. That's gotta be Jay-Z's feelings about his music. Everywhere he goes, it's like, oh, my God. Could you play some Biggie, some Tupac? Some Drake. Give me some Drake. Give me some bad Canadian rapper. For as great as Canadians are with comedy, they are the opposite spectrum of music.
Yeah, it's not
Nickelback,
great.
Drake, suck it.
No.
Suck it.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I don't like it. So Jay-Z shoots me down. I go with Jags, and I go up to the presser. The presser is like at the top of the Staples Center. It's like roof. Press box. I can almost touch the roof. That's how high we are. Now, there's a golden rule in the press box is you're not allowed to root. Which is
okay, yeah.
Incredibly yeah. hard for me when I'm a diehard Clipper fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just...
So you didn't have seats at all. You just were in the press box.
I was in the press box.
Oh.
I got to sit, though, at
yeah,
the press
yeah,
box.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But
I got
mean,
unlimited
like...
hot dogs.
Oh, no, it's shit.
I mean,
it's,
come on, dude. I mean, it's a give and take.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that is the... That
I mean, cool. Al Magical's there. He's about three feet away from the court. That's fine. Don't mind me. I'm a fucking peasant. I'm fucking sitting in the press box. So we got our asses handed to us. And anyways, at the beginning, I was cheering because we were doing really well. And this little dude next to me writes for, like, Yahoo Sports. Like, dude, enough with the cheering. I'm like, why? How dead are you on the inside? You're telling a young youth like me, a guy who's got hope in his life,
yeah.
a little hope in his eye, that I can't fucking root for my team? It's like ridiculous. And then Jay Crossover hits like a half-court shot. He goes, that was a good shot. I'm like, yeah, so there's a little soul left in you.
Yeah.
You fucking machine.
Jeez.
So we got blown out in the first quarter, and then we kept up with them rest, but they blew us out so badly in the first quarter that the Clippers are fucking done. Was done. Everybody wants to trade Blake Griffin now. Literally everybody.
It's not, you know, if it's not working.
I'm trying to think about what is the name of the power forward that just got signed by San Antonio last year?
I wouldn't know.
That guy, Spurs forward, is who I want to sign. I like to do a trade. What's his name? Nope, that's not it. I'll find his name. People are probably yelling right now. Oh, yeah, here it is. LaMarcus Aldridge. How about that trade? Blake Griffin for LaMarcus Aldridge. You're not into it?
I have no idea.
You don't care?
No.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out there.
I mean, I like the idea of him going to back to Oklahoma. For
that's too late. They should have done it for Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
That's what they should have done.
Yeah, yeah.
They should have done it way before. I'm sorry, but if your guy doesn't sign an extension with you early, it goes to show they're probably not going to sign with you. If you're a small market, they want fucking out of there.
Yeah.
Don't sign with them. Don't trade them off, man. And you could get Blake Griffin for Kevin Durant in that market of Oklahoma is a equal trade.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have lost your fan base. You have a, because Blake Griffin, as much as I love him, and this is a classic thing with teams I root for in the NBA, our number one guy is really a number two. Even Chris Paul is a number two. He's not a number one. Same thing with when I root for the Knicks. Patrick Ewing, as great as he was a number two.
Yeah.
He needed a, if they could have paired him with, let's say, Dominique Wilkins, they would have won everything. You need a guy who can get easy buckets. Those guys can't. That's the problem with the Clippers right now. We have no dude who can get easy buckets. No easy buckets. So sometimes I get like really like bored, and I like to just go look at random channels on the on cable. And the weirdest one has got to be ESPN3. Have you ever watched ESPN3?
No.
ESPN3.
I think I got rid of cable before they came out.
ESPN3 is literally only features sports that were started by drunk guys in bars. Every sport on that channel is drunk guys bars. Darts, arm wrestling. You ever watch arm wrestling?
I have.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I love any sports where it's basically encouraged to do drugs. You watch that thing, everybody is juiced. There is no drug testing on fucking. And, dude, they come out with these giant gorilla arms with that weird Cro-Magnon skull that you get when you shoot fucking roids.
Yeah.
Where you get the caveman, the Geico caveman look.
Mm-hmm.
Where you got the calcium deposits in your jaw and in your eyebrows. And you look like Cro-Magnon man. And they come out and they're just got veins. Veins where you could like use MapQuest to find your armpit. They're that fucking big. And they just rip each other's off. I can't even imagine them masturbating. It's got to be just, they must get so close to just ripping their dicks off.
Did you post a GIF of the women?
Oh, yeah, the one who's like her breast stinks. She's in her face.
Yeah, she's making all these faces. That's hysterical.
I love it.
Yeah.
I bet she's great in a sack. what else is there? Bowling? I mean, bowling is on ESPN3.
Wow, that used to be a two.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is, dude. If to be a pro bowler, you must be an alcoholic. It is. My brother was the number one bowler in high school in New York State. The number one high school bowler in New York State, dude. By the time he's in eighth grade, he's in his third rehab. Okay? It's like real. You gotta be a lush to play that sport. I mean, look at what other games they got. They got poker, bowling, gambling. All those are all like either you got to be high or drunk to play them. You ever see the gaming, the video game guys? Tell me they're not all fucking either do they're smoking weed and taking Adderall.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an Adderall game right there. Everybody's on Adderall playing that fucking the gaming. What is it, League of Legends?
Call of Duty.
But the actual
League
is called League of Legends.
I think so, yeah.
And like everybody's buying teams in that, like Shaq, Mark Cuban, everybody's buying. And you gotta admit,
it's easy
like,
money, but man, I don't get why.
I don't think it's easy. I think you gotta like basically give up your life and play video games about 24 hours
for the
a
guys
day.
Who buy a team. Or whatever.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Shaq is investing his money right.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to get that mogul money.
Yeah, you don't have to understand it. You just put a little down.
Yeah.
Buy a big TV, guys. Have fun.
Buy a big fucking television.
I don't know.
So they play, and you know they're all on Adderall. And it's just like, it's so funny because what we're seeing now is some of these pro sports that literally have the genetically the worst athletes on the planet.
Yeah.
Like poker players and pro gaming players. Genetic garbage, but they're going to get so rich that supermodel hot Instagram models are going to be banging these guys.
Yeah.
And we're going to ruin all the good genes.
Yeah.
Or maybe when we put out, like, when a black guy bangs a fat white chick, out comes a gorgeous looking kid. Maybe that's what's going to happen. A model bangs a geek and has a good looking, like, smart chick.
I don't know. They're still pretty white. Gaming is still pretty white, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is there a lot of Asian?
There's a lot of like the Asians, but yeah. The thing about the gaming community, the League of Legends, it's from all over the world.
Oh, okay.
Like everybody thinks UFC is gonna be the next big sport. I think that's the next big sport.
I mean, they filled the Staples Center.
Yeah, is that crazy?
It's nuts. I don't even what.
My mom just got me a fucking one of those Ataris that play all the old games.
Oh yeah.
And like I want to, and I love that joystick. It's just one little boop, 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 boop.
Yep.
And I'm super stoked about it. But I gave up on when you had to be like Edward Scissorhands and you had to play all the fucking buttons and hit everything.
Yeah, I'm shitty.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Do you play any video games at all?
I buy the Batman ones on PS4.
Yeah.
Because I love those.
Right.
But it takes me forever to beat certain parts. If it takes more than two fingers at a time.
Guess what, dog? Girl's out of town. Looks like you can go fight fucking Joker.
Nah, I'm fucking Rock Band.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just going to Pornhub it like a champion. Real quick, where is...
I can't watch any of our shows. I gotta do something else, so...
Really?
I gotta go play Rock Band, I think.
Why did that just fucking happen? I hate when your notes on your iPhone just goes to deleted. And you're like, where the fuck is that?
Weird.
Right? So I want to talk about how there's this controversy right now with Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. And people are complaining that they're partying too much.
Oh.
And they're worried that they're fucking going to ruin everything.
Well, one photo with Johnny Manziel, you know, draws concern for sure.
Yeah, but dude.
No, sorry. That was the Heisman guy. Never mind.
Yeah. That guy. Do you watch that thing?
No, I heard
it. Do you watch a Heisman? The kid wore no socks, man. Am I an asshole?
When they didn't nominate the guy from SDSU, the running back from SDSU, I was like.
Or how about the guy, the McCaffrey from Stanford? Yeah. Like, he set again the record for most total yards. Yep. And he had, like, two bad games.
Yep.
We don't need two guys from Oklahoma.
No.
What do we need two guys from Oklahoma for? They're not even in the playoffs.
Mm-mm.
Playoffs? What is the point of being a pro athlete?
Seriously.
If you can't go out there, buy bottles, and bang bitches.
And they haven't lost till last night.
Yeah, and it's just a team that has their number.
Yeah.
Like Kansas City Chiefs have the Raiders' number.
Yeah. Just happens.
You know, it's like, dude, 11-2 is pretty fucking good.
Is anyone saying Derek Carr parties too much?
Nobody says he's too busy loving the Lord.
Like, oh, all right.
That guy loves the Lord. That guy's got Jesus on speed dial under number one in his phone.
Oof.
Call. Jesus. But say you can't party? It's like, dude, through the history of time, athletes have partied, and they were still the greatest. Who's considered the greatest baseball player of all time?
Babe Ruth.
There's documentation of him at the seventh inning stretch walking to the bar across the street from Yankee Stadium, buying a six-pack of beer, and going back to the game. The guy ate like 30 hot dogs a game.
Yeah.
The guy literally was Jason Tebow with a pro baseball career. Didn't sleep on a bed of leaves.
No.
I love Tebow, but I mean, that's literally what he was. He would party in the middle of the game. Yep. They would drink. It's ridiculous. Did you hear about Doc Willis, the pitcher?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Pitched a no-hitter on acid.
Yeah.
On LSD.
Yep.
I don't know why people didn't let LSD happen all the time.
I mean, to be fair, it was against San Diego.
Yeah,
in the 70s.
They were really bad?
Yeah, they were brand new. They were only 5 years old at that point.
Do you think you can be... Anyways, dude. Yeah. The guy was on acid.
There was a pitcher in baseball in the early 1910s. Named Rube Waddell. He threw like 4,000 strikeouts. But if a fire engine drove by the stadium, he would chase it.
What?
In the middle of a game. He would run off the field. He would go, fire truck, and chase it.
Oh, he's like slow?
He was a little special, yeah.
But he was like, what, Rain Man of pitching?
Yeah.
He could just throw fire, but
yeah.
Do they have a rule like, dude, we don't care if fucking an orphanage is on fire. Don't bring the fire truck around us.
Yeah.
We don't care if kids are dying in a fucking fire.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Unbelievable. He's like an idiot savant?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. At least he's great at something.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, how about fucking Lawrence Taylor? He used to smoke crack. and sack people.
Yep.
He was so high on crack, he crushed Joe Theismann's fucking ankle. I don't know why. I think you should be able to do more drugs. Do more.
Yeah.
Do all the drugs.
Roid it up, man. Fuck it.
I think we got just. I think we've made everything so safe that there's too many dumb people around.
Yeah.
We should just. The only rule should be: don't steal from anybody, don't rape anybody, don't murder anybody, don't hurt children. After that, go for it.
Yeah.
Thin the herd.
Yeah, I'm not a professional baseball player. I don't give a shit if they're all juicing.
I don't. Who cares?
It's fun to watch.
It was just fake.
Yeah.
Do you like 1-0 baseball games?
Not terribly, no.
That should be something we could vote on.
Yeah.
Should athletes be able to juice? Yep. Do you want a whole UFC of Wanderlei Silvas from Pride who were just jacked out on fucking meth and steroids? And he just murdered people.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah, it's not me.
Oh, my God, they're not going to live forever. Nobody does.
Yeah, it's not me. They're getting paid. As long as they're getting paid.
If you live to 100 years old, you've probably done nothing with your life.
Yeah.
Probably done nothing with your life. And everybody said, we're just bubble wrapping everything. And, like, with political correctness now, everybody's acting like their pain and their suffering is fucking unique. Like, Ronda Rousey recently was talking to after her fight. One time, she goes, one time I thought about killing myself. I'm like, one time?
Yeah.
One time you thought about that?
Sure.
One time I thought about today during lunch. And then I thought about it again when I got my coffee. One time? Suicide? I call that Tuesday through Sunday. I'm constantly waking up. This is how crazy my life is. You ever wake up angry?
Yeah.
Like in my dreams, I'm still fucking taking a beating by life. I can't even have fun, festive dreams where I'm running around banging chicks and living life. In my fucking dreams, I still owe people money. My girlfriend's like, what's wrong? It's like, I owe this fucking dragon $1,000. I'm owe this fucking dragon $1,000. I'm taking a beating in my dreams. I wake up angry. I'll fight everybody. Poor Dana's like, please, calm down. I'm like, ah. It's almost like I'm running from Freddy Krueger. I'm afraid to go to bed. I'm just saying, who gives a shit? So I'll just loosen the fuck up. Okay, I feel like I'm going to do 5 more minutes and get out of here. A nice short one. Get in, get out. I wanted to talk about my night at Comedy Store. I had to follow Brian Holtzman.
Mm-hmm.
That is chaos.
Yeah.
Brian Holtzman either absolutely destroys the room or absolutely burns it down. There's no in between. Sometimes when he has and the crowd doesn't like him, it's literally like trying to do stand-up right after 8 guys bang Jodie Foster on a pinball machine. And like, you got to come in and do stand-up right after that.
That's tough.
You're like, oh, that was a little weird, but huh? What's up with Meatloaf? And you're just trying to make this crowd laugh. It's just like, are we all going to jail? Right? It's just hard. So I got there to the store, and I didn't know who I was following. I don't check, but I looked, and they're like, you're following Holtzman. I'm like, okay, I can follow anybody. I'll fucking follow Holtzman. I don't want – it's work. It's like, you know, you don't want to work. You just want to go up there and tee off. Right? So I go there, and they're like, Holtzman's going up, and he's crushing. He is crushing. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be one of those rough ones. Like, when Brian Holtzman kills, he can hit, like, Joey Diaz level, where it's just, like, it can be unfollowable. But I'm like, okay. And they're like, and then all of a sudden I see Dave Chappelle roll up.
Uh-oh.
And they're like, I'm like, oh, man, he's going to go next. They're like, Chappelle's going to go after fucking Brian Holtzman. I'm like, okay. And I kept on going. I go, are we sure about this? Because it's a different state of mind how you're going to follow these guys. He's like, yeah, you can do it. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay, Chappelle's going to go up to me. Then all of a sudden, Adam the Booker runs down. You got to go up next. He's introducing. I'm like, what? He's like, go up. I'm like, fuck, man. It's like there's certain guys you can't just walk up and follow. You got to game plan that shit. We're talking like 1985 San Francisco 49ers offense. Script your first 18 plays. No matter what the defense is giving you, you're running these plays. That's how you, certain guys you got to follow. I was preparing to follow Dave Chappelle, who I consider one of the greatest to ever do it. I'm a black belt in comedy, homeboy. I'm a black belt. I can kill a room. I can flip almost any room. I've been doing it for a long time. I'm a bad man. Okay? But Dave Chappelle's Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Bruce fucking Lee. I'm like Jet Li. He's Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee, he's a bad man. It's like, so Holtzman's a whole different fucking thing. Holtzman's like the black guy from The Last Dragon. Show enough, that guy, like just fucking raping and pillaging. So I went up and I had a fucking joke about how he had to leave. So he had to go fucking, he has to go and yell at kids to get off his lawn. And it hit, bam. So then I, because I like to yell and scream too, like a call, that's what Holtzman does. So I had to go the opposite way. So I start just whispering like the Yin Yang Twins. Put that ass on fire. And I start pounding them. And I'm just crushing. I crushed it. And then I got to bring up fucking Dave Chappelle. And it was fucking cool as shit to bring up one of the greatest ever do it. And it was fun. And then I watched him crush. And that was such a good... You know, it's like I've been doing comedy for a while, but I mean, bringing up Dave Chappelle was fucking cool as shit. So that's it. I don't know if that story wasn't that great, but it was something I want to talk about. I want to talk about porn bots on Facebook, and then we're out of here.
Okay.
Can we stop with the porn bots on Facebook?
Please.
It's where my mom is. It's where my aunts are.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't need porn bots. I'm just so tired of it. It's like you have Instagram. You have Twitter. Facebook is family, friends. I know you're a porn bot when you only have one picture up.
Yeah.
What hot chick has one picture of herself? They maybe have one picture of every day of their life.
Yeah.
One picture's going to do it. You're lazy, porn bot. I'm not going to add you. Then you go to... Because when a hot chick follows you on social media, you get excited about it. You're like, ooh, what is this? And you're like... Is it real? Because hot chicks are like celebrities. Yeah. You either want to be followed by somebody with a check by their name, verified, or a super hot chick.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, they're equally fun and exciting. So you go and you look and you're like, okay, let this be real. And you go down and it's one fucking picture up. And you're like, can't do a porn bot. I'm on here with my mom.
No.
You lazy ass porn bot. Pretty soon the internet's, and now that Instagram now has live feed. Have you seen that?
I just saw it today, yeah.
You can go live on it. It's over. Nobody's going to listen to this podcast. Nobody's going to listen. It's going to be, dude, you know what's going to be the destruction of Western civilization? Fucking twerking videos. Just live streaming twerking video. Why would you watch anything else? My friend, remember, were you here for the, you weren't here yet, for the anal ring toss girl?
No, I wasn't here.
Yeah, she's on Instagram. She was telling me how to do live feed. I'm like, you're going to do live feed? I'm like, so much for ever leaving my house. This girl's got the hottest body ever, and she just does twerking videos. It must be so nice to be able to make money just doing that.
Yeah.
If you think you've got rid of all the fucking naked chick stuff off the internet, how much lighter would the internet be?
Oh, it'd be anemic. It'd be not even anemic.
It'd be anorexic?
Anorexic, yeah.
Was that a good podcast? Was this good?
Yeah. It can't all be politics.
Am I getting too politic-y?
No.
What's a safe space? I'm too grown to know. Here's a couple questions. Thank you, Sam. Rebecca and I will be doing the Dirty Show. Jerry and Dwight would love to see you do your show and see you in Vegas for the Avians. That's great. Get Tony on the next punch truck, okay? That's great. All right, good times. That's good times. Everybody wants to do the AVM porn stuff now. I'm kind of over it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over the porn shit. Dana wants to do one more of it, and then I'm kind of over it. And I see all these guys trying to do the porn comedy thing, and I just want to, like, do. I want to do Scared Straight with them.
Yeah.
You think you're going to make money? You think you're going to make something happen? But it's like, hey, that's your world. I've just learned that porn is just its own certain fucking thing.
Yeah.
Its own thing. So that's the show. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was good. I'd love to know if you guys like this. If you don't like that, what you think, what you don't think. Yes. Yes. All right, dude. I Love you guys. I know, guys, this is... Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I love you guys. I love to hear what you guys think of this podcast, what you don't think of it. If you like it, if you don't like it, you know, give me a shot. Let me know. Let Aaron know. Let Aaron know what you think.
Please don't talk to me.
Really, Aaron? Aaron, do you have a favorite podcast to do? And I'm fine with you. Don't say it's mine. Be honest. Who's your favorite podcast to cover? Be honest. Felipe Esparza's?
No. I don't know. That's tough.
No, you could totally not say mine. Any of mine. Mine too.
I don't know.
Okay, I respect
I'm
that.
Running through it. I mean, I love the Crab Feast. That's hard not
do
to.
Do they come in here?
They have their own place now, which is very nice. Sounds good.
All right. So you like the Crab Feast. What do you like about the Crab Feast?
I mean, I love Ryan Sickler's laugh.
I do too. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I'm so happy he's doing well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that is, yeah. I just want to tell you guys I love you and that, I hope you guys like this. Tomorrow will be Punch Drunk, and then I'm going to do an hour show with my good friend Eddie Bravo. We're going to do Tinfoil Hat. If you want to listen the last 15 minutes, we're going to take your calls. 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I love you all. God bless you all, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye. Sinking in the rotten gutter, now it's nothing left but everything to gain.